Hi, I'm Clina, and this is Sophie, and this is our podcast, Managing Mischief.
This podcast is basically just Clina and I talking loads of crap, really. We're going to be talking about anything and everything, and we're going to have guests on, sometimes we're going to have guests on, just to talk about their personal life and issues and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think it should just be noted that this podcast might be a bit giddy because we're both a bit hyper. Like, I'm currently upside down on my bed, so.
Yes, and me and Tina are best friends, so it's definitely going to be giddy. Like, literally before this podcast, we were laughing for about 10 minutes just at each other.
Just at the fact that we said hi.
Yes, because she said it, like, so girly.
I did not say it girly.
Yes, you did. You were like, hi.
I said hey.
You did not. Literally,
wow.
This is why the podcast is going to be just loads of shit, really.
So this podcast is basically just me and Sophie talking a bunch of, like, crap.
But it's going to be also, like, serious topics.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on in the world at the moment with the pandemic and COVID. And also, like, LGBTQ.
Oh, my God. LGBTQ.
Yes, thank you.
This podcast is really just a way for me and Sophie to entertain ourselves right now, you know, with the way the world is and the pandemic and everything.
Yes, because we're in lockdown at the moment
since December.
Really, since March, really.
I'll probably be going back to school in a few weeks.
Oh, God, yeah. Clina is
in... You're not going back to school.
Clina's in third year. I'm in fourth year. I'm 17. Clina is 15.
Yeah.
Even though we both act like five.
Sometimes. Depends on the day.
It's mostly me, really. Clina's the mature one.
I'm younger, but I'm mature.
Yes. we're literally just... This is such a... Like, it's such a mess, but it's, like, it's us.
Yeah.
It's just us. And we'll be posting probably around Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll try to anyway, because we have school and...
We have school.
Well, I don't go to school. I don't.
Not anymore. You've given up. Not literally. She just doesn't have work.
Yeah, I just don't do my homework. It's just... That's just me, really.
But I have exams coming up, so I have to do work.
I'm so glad my junior school got cancelled. And we had, like...
My junior school was technically cancelled as well, but our school just decided to be strange.
Oh, like, we had tests as well, but I didn't do them.
Oh, but it's not a case that I couldn't do them. Like, we're going to be in a study hall.
Oh, so it's like, kind of, like...
It's basically the junior cert without the government.
That's so annoying. I'm so glad I'm in fourth year, I tell you that.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you too.
Wow. Okay, I just think it should be noted, for our younger viewers, we will be swearing. So if you're around adults, put headphones in.
Yes.
We don't want to be a bad influence.
If we have a bad influence, I'm not going to lie. No, literally then, I'm minding someone Tuesday and they're literally one. And I've already taught him such a bad influence. I taught him how to, like, hit their dad with a sword. Not a real sword.
Sophie!
I know. And I tell him, oh, hit that person. Like, I literally be telling him to kick my brother Matthew.
You're literally... raising the child to be a physical abuser.
Oh, yeah, literally. Like, my sister, Jess, she is pregnant and she's due in May and it's a girl. And literally, everyone is saying, I'm going to be such a bad influence.
You are.
Literally. Oh, my God. It's going to be fun, though, basically. It's going to be some great crack.
Yeah. So that's basically what the podcast is.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. It's just going to be too... Weird-ass people talking about random shit that's happening in the world.
And sometimes we might even forget that we're on a podcast and we could be talking about, like, other things. Like, what relationships or, like, just anything and everything. Like, I keep forgetting that we're on a podcast and it's not just Facebook. Yeah.
So, our personal lives may come into hand, but we won't use any of our friends' or family's real names unless they actually give us consent to.
Well,
just keep that in mind. If we mention a name, it might not be their real name.
I've already just used my sister's name, so she's always wanted to be
grand with it.
She's always wanted to be famous, so
it's all good.
It's all good. Like, you're probably wondering why we named it Managing Mischief. Do you want to tell them the story why we named
Sophie it? Sophie has an obsession with Harry Potter.
We both do.
Not both. I like Marvel.
Marvel too, but we both like Harry Potter. But I'm just the one, like. That's a bit obsessed with it.
A bit?
Yeah, I am very
overly obsessed. Hi to the Harry Potter teddy that's sitting on her bed.
Shut up! Don't be giving away my secrets. Cleaners kind of came up with the name, and I got really excited. I was like, "Oh my god, yes!" When I told my mom the name, she just was just like, "Oh, Jesus, Mary's and Joseph, of course."
Yeah.
Like, literally, I haven't
told my parents yet, so that's fun.
I have a Harry Potter notebook right next to me.
Right, yeah. She was writing down stuff for the podcast in it. It's now her podcast notebook. And I was just laughing at her for a straight 10 minutes because she was making a to-do list.
Okay, I was not making a to-do list. I was just making, like...
It was a to-do list, just admit it.
No, but literally... If I keep forgetting one podcast, we're just talking loads of shit, like...
Yeah,
literally. So. I just hope to Jesus that none of my friends... Well, tell me, none of my... I've only, like, two friends.
That's sad.
Shut up! You're one of them! You're one of them! One of the two!
Oh, God, Sophie, that's sad.
Shut up! I'm a shy person. Well, not in front of you, like, but, you know. Yeah. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, whilst just trying to get, like, not famous, but trying to push. Yeah, famous, really.
I'm doing this for the crack, but, you know.
Yeah.
Sophie's trying to get famous.
Yeah, no, I was going to do this for the crack as well, but then I was this is actually quite fun. We might actually kind of get somewhere.
Yeah. Like, we probably won't, but you know.
Yeah.
There's always that maybe hidden in the background.
But maybe we'll see. We're gonna pray that we hope get famous. We'll be like the two Johnnies.
I swear, if we end up as famous as the two Johnnies, I will feel accomplished in life.
Oh, I'm the same. I'd be like, we fucking made it, lads. We made it.
We did.
This is already so messed up, but it's funny.
It is.
I promise you, we're not always that. Well, we are hilarious, let's be honest. Come on now. No, we just wanted to kind of cut a podcast, just talk about like some topics that's like what's going on in Dublin, especially.
You know, with the protests and the anti-vaxxers and everything.
That's just ridiculous.
It got really serious, though. Like, the guards were running down the street and they ended up having to hit someone because... Someone pointed a firework at the guard.
They actually shot the firework at the guard.
And yeah, like it was so serious.
Now they're looking for it, your man. But that's going to be kind of like attempted murder, people are saying. Because, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like that's attempted murder, shooting a firework at someone.
Literally is. I heard then that there's supposed to be a protest in Cork, because I'm from Cork.
Oh, jeez.
So the people are saying it might not go ahead, but I honestly hope it doesn't.
No, but they're like they're making COVID and everything worse with the big patches of people. Like, literally, come on, like, lads. They know you're anti-vaxxers, but don't make the world worse for everyone else.
John, like they could have kids now and they'll probably go back to school next week.
Exactly.
And
be mixing
other kids, and it's just ridiculous, really. Like they need to know. Yeah, I get like the airports are open now. I don't like that the airports are open and people are coming in to the county.
Mm.
That's a bit ridiculous, but like,
it really is.
Don't be going protesting about it. Like, go maybe someone separately and be like, listen, can we just try and fix this instead of having a huge fucking protest?
Or even like, if you are going to do a protest, do an online protest. You know, do a Zoom protest or something.
Or something.
Or put something up on YouTube.
Or like something like on Facebook, like a sign thing or something like that.
Yeah, like a form to like.
Yeah,
vaccines. Actually, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
we need vaccines.
Yeah, probably.
We should not be supporting this, Sophie.
Yeah, I know. We honestly shouldn't.
We're not supporters of anti-vaxxers. Just saying, we can, we will both get the vaccine.
Yes, we will. But have you seen the needle? I seen the needle on TV a few days ago because they were showing someone.
Oh no!
This.
Don't talk about needles. I hate needles.
Well, no, I love needles. I've been getting needles.
You fucking weirdo!
I fuck up. But literally, the needle was the size of a fucking pencil.
No,
I'm joking. Okay, half the size of a pencil.
Half a pencil. That's the same as the cervical cancer vaccines.
Jesus.
Yeah, we used to get those in first year. Do you not remember?
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember one girl. No, that was me, never mind. I was about to get one, but she was like, oh, you can't because your like blood pressure is down. So I actually waited until I was on the way to Dingle, which Kalina lives. Well, she lives in Kerry. but it's Dingle.
Kerry, but it's Dingle. Dingle is a small town in Kerry. It's pretty famous for having the longest living bottlenose dolphin, but the dolphin, like, disappeared dead. And everyone thinks he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
His name is Fungi. He might be in your Guinness World Book of Records. You never know.
Well, it could be. You don't know. But I was literally on the way to Dingle, and I had to get the vaccine. And I had nothing to eat before it, or nothing to drink. So smart, I know. So, literally, took the vaccine. And I waited, because I had to wait in case I didn't faint. I ended up nearly fainting. Had to get a bed. And she had to give me a lollipop to boost up my sugar. Then I went back to Dingle. Oh, not back. And then I went to Dingle.
Love that. My experience with the vaccines was absolute shit. So the day we were getting the vaccines in school, they called us down. I had a full-on meltdown beforehand, like tears, breathing funny, you know.
You're one of those girls.
And I ended up not getting the vaccine that day and had to wait 3 months to go into the clinic with my mother next to me because I refused to get the vaccine without her.
Oh my God. Kleena, like, no, I want my mommy.
I know. I swear.
Oh my God.
I'm not like that anymore, but like still, I just hate them. Knowing me, I'll probably be like 23 and have to get like an injection or something, and I'll call my mother to come to the hospital.
Mom, yeah, sorry.
To bother you, but I kind of need to get an injection, so will you meet me at Kerry General?
If you don't mind.
You know?
I remember, I haven't really had bad experiences with injections, but. Like, because, like, when I get an injection, I'm that weird that I look at the injection going into my hand.
What the fuck?
I've been getting injections for years.
Yeah, but why would you look at it?
It's fun.
Ew. That's literally looking at a needle going through your skin.
Yeah, it's not that bad. People get, like, so bad at it.
I don't know why.
But I remember, I think it was 2 weeks after Christmas, I was, like, really sick. Like, I actually had the symptoms for COVID. I had cough. My temperature was down. I wasn't eating.
Oh my God, you weren't eating? No. Food!
Oh my God. Clearly, it's very bad when I don't eat. Like,
yeah. Well, that's because it's often and it's a really bad problem.
I just kind of forget sometimes.
You forget to eat. If your stomach is growling at you, it's telling you, Sophie, give me food. I'm fucking hungry. You wouldn't starve your child, would you?
Give me fucking food, you bitch.
No, but like if a child was standing there next to you and the child told you you were hungry, you would give the child food.
Well, yeah, but the child is in my stomach.
Are you telling us you're pregnant?
No!
Sophie!
No. Stop. Oh my God. We're not doing this again.
Who's the father?
Shut up.
Shall I expose you, Sophie?
No, please don't. Let me just... 1 second. We'll get back to the pregnancy story. I'm not pregnant. But I remember I had to go into CUH because...
CUH chemist?
CUH hospital.
Oh, I thought you said CUH chemist. And I was like, Well, what the fuck? That has nothing to do with it. That's literally a makeup store.
No. I went to CUH because I had to get an appointment because they tell I had COVID. I went in at like 10:30. She gave me an injection. No, at night, like.
That's strange.
She gave me an injection. They were packed. They were, like, super busy. She gave me an injection. I actually passed out. My first time ever passing out for an injection. I passed out. I woke up. I threw up the injection, and I, like, passed out for 2 seconds, then woke up, and I was, like, really warm and stuff, and I had to get water. But I'm not even joking. I didn't leave the hospital until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
I know. I was.
Did they keep you, or did you just not leave?
I just did not leave because they were like checking my temperature and I had to get a chest x-ray, and luckily I didn't have COVID. I didn't, thank God. But I remember like getting the test the second time because I got a test in October. Again, I was negative. Never had COVID. But when I got the test, like I was coughing madly. And then like, but before I went to the hospital, my mom was checking my temperature with this really shitty thing. And then she was
thermometer?
No, it wasn't even a thermometer.
But it was, that's like, what she, how, you, there's no,
no
really other
she has like it. She gets this kind of like I don't know what it's called, but it's not a thermometer, it's something like it, but it's not. And she took my temperature, and it, like the thing is really old. Like my brother now, he's 22. She's been using it since he was born, so it's definitely
okay. Yeah, your mother needs a new thermometer.
Yeah, so she got a new one in Aldi. Aldi's. took my temperature.
We love Aldi.
We love Aldi. She took my temperature and she was, oh yeah, you have no temperature at all. Went to the hospital. The nurse was like, oh yeah, you have a really bad temperature. My mum was like, oh shit. My bad.
My bad.
I had a temperature.
Thermometer.
I had a temperature. And like, as well, though, the seats were really uncomfortable. Like, they were the hard seats.
Oh, I hate hospital seats.
So, I was lying on like 2-3 jackets, a scarf, a hat. I bought like a Harry Potter blanket. Yes, I have a Harry Potter.
Of course,
blanket.
You brought a Harry Potter blanket. Why am I not surprised?
Shut up, like. And I literally fell asleep around 4 o'clock, woke up around 5. And then the nurse was like, oh, I woke up, fell sick again, and they threw up. I took like 3 tablets because the nurse gave them to me.
Are you on drugs?
No. Oh
Sophie,
my God, no.
Are you trying to tell me
no.
something?
No. No way.
If you have a problem with substance abuse, just tell me.
I have a problem with you because you're.
Thanks. Love you too.
But literally, took the tablets. Then she just goes, like, we didn't leave until 6. And then by the time we kind of got back and got to sleep, it was like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I woke up then that day at like 11. I was baked.
11 in the morning?
Yeah.
Sophie, you wake up at that time on a daily basis.
No, but as in, cause I only, if I went to sleep at 7, woke up at 11, that's like 4 hours sleep. That's not okay.
That's not good.
I need to get at least 20 hours.
Yeah, go to bed at 12. I wake up at 12. Oh, that's only 12 hours. I need another 20.
Yes.
I need another few, you know, just to make sure I'm energized. Then yes. There's only 4 hours left in the day.
That, I remember doing that, though. I think it was Christmas Day, like, 2 years ago. I woke up, like, really early. Then went to sleep that night. I didn't wake up then until, like, at St. Stephen's Day until, like, 4 o'clock.
That's an issue.
I know. I was really, really tired.
I could never sleep in St. Stephen's Day because in England we have the Rand's Day. And, like, me and my dad, like, we've done this since I was a little kid. We've always dressed up and gone in and, like, dressed in funny costumes. I have a photo of me and my dad standing side by side. My dad was wearing what he always wears, the white sort of jumpsuit thing, but it wasn't a jumpsuit. And it had, like, a red shamrock on it and like another red patch on it, and then I was standing next, and he was wearing a Christmas hat, and I was standing next to him, and I was wearing a Mrs. Claus dress, which was red and white. I found these elf slippers, so I got them a size too big, and I put my shoes on, and then I put the slippers over my shoes, and then I found these red stripy tights that I put on my arms. And I had my face painted and I was wearing red lipstick and I had my Santa hat on. And it was the most fun day ever.
That sounds class.
Yeah, it really was. And we were just there playing Tin Whistle. And like, I was just sitting there in the pub with my Club Orange, just vibing with all the music around me. And just there like bopping away, just like.
Oh my God, that was beautiful singing, Gina.
I know, I should be a singer.
I miss those days, though.
Britain's Got Talent 2022.
Oh my God. I miss those days, though, just, like, going in, like, not the pub.
Being,
but, you
social.
Know, yeah, pretty much. Like, thinking now last year, like, some of the, like, pubs were open and, like, restaurants, because we can go in and stuff. But, like, this year, I feel like this year will be so different. I go
it
to
really
Dingle.
Will.
I go to Dingle during the summer because I have a caravan.
Down by my house.
So, like, it's, I don't know, it's just so crazy that this, like, it's literally been a year since lockdown, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, in a few weeks. Like, March 13th, was it, when we went into lockdown?
I have another birthday in lockdown. My birthday is March 25th. I'll be 17 then. I'm going to be in lockdown again.
Ha. If it makes me feel any better, I was in lockdown for my 15th. But it wasn't, like, a proper lockdown because we were still in school. It was midterm, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just in for my 16th birthday, literally in pure lockdown.
That's lovely.
It was the worst thing ever.
Oh my God, I can't wait till I turn 16. I can get a job.
I'm getting a job in Dingle this summer. I'm getting
Super value.
Love.
But I'm trying to get you fired.
No, oh my God, please don't get me fired.
I'll just go in and I'll just be like, Sophie's a pedophile.
Clean that.
Don't let her near young kids.
Jesus Christ, Lena. No, that is incorrect. I am no pedo. Promise you. First you think I'm pregnant, and then you think I'm a donkey. Then
no, it's so funny the way you have to reassure people that you're not pregnant. You're not a donkey.
No, because, like,
oh my god, are you pregnant with a 12-year-old's child?
Cleaner! I'm not Zoe Levon.
Oh my god, Zoe, though. Those people were saying that she, like, they don't believe that she's pregnant, but the girl took, what, like, 6 pregnancy tests?
I'm gonna be honest, this girl, like, I'm gonna be honest, in my opinion, I'm not the biggest fan of her.
But nobody is.
Yeah, but you still don't, if she's pregnant, yeah, I believe her. I think I got so bad, like, you shouldn't be taking, like, 3 pregnancy tests on TikTok just for people to believe you. If you're pregnant, you're pregnant, whatever. If people don't believe you, you don't have to prove yourself to them.
But there's, like, a lot of people that, like, do it for attention and pretend to be pregnant for attention.
But, like, she made a TikTok where she was actually, like, peeing on the stick.
Yeah, she was peeing on the pregnancy test, and she, like, had full-on hardcore proof. I just can't wait for the time that comes when she goes to an ultrasound and she can just prove all those people wrong. I hate her, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, social media. Okay, this is one of the topics I wanted to talk about. Social media is so toxic now, like.
Oh my god, it is. Like, it's there are good sides to social media and bad sides. And it's just starting to get, like,
it's bad. Just ridiculous. Like, especially, like, the most, I think, toxic social media is probably, like, in my opinion, Instagram.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's so many backhanded compliments on Instagram.
Like, literally, I'm glad they made this setting where, like, you can't see people's likes.
Yeah.
Because that got me, like, so
that gets you, like, really self-conscious and everything, like.
Yeah, like, there's some people on my school, like, not naming names, but they have, like, 2,000 Instagram followers, and I'm like, what the fuck? How do you have so many, like, followers? Yeah. And they're getting, like, 1,000 likes on their posts, and I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I don't really pay much attention to Instagram in general, but on TikTok, I know you can filter comments and everything because, like, if you're a content creator, you can actually go into your settings, your comment settings, and filter what certain keywords you don't want to be mentioned in your comments.
That's the
So if there's if there's words and stuff coming up that you get self-conscious around or anything, you can actually censor them. So then if that word is mentioned in a comment, the comment won't actually go through and it won't appear.
Yeah, that's the same. I know some a famous TikToker did that for the Instagram so that people can't, like, swear in the comments.
Yeah.
But, like, on TikTok, I'm seeing, like,
Shona David or Shona Sheep, she did that with her comments as well because people were attacking her sister.
Yeah, that's just, like, it feels like, as well, same with the, who got Nevo? Is that her name?
I think so.
I don't get what people, I get what people don't like her, but, like, she's...
She didn't do anything really wrong, did she?
I don't know. I don't really know. I'm not really, like, my favourite Irish TikToker is probably, what's his name? I don't even know his name. It's either Shauna or it's Shanice.
Oh, Shanice is funny.
She's so funny. She's actually such an amazing TikToker. Same with them. You know Rachel?
Yeah.
I met her in Penny's.
Whoa.
She walks in Penny's, I'll just say that. And I remember I seen her, and I was like, oh my god, mom, she's on TikTok. My mom went over to her, and then she goes, my daughter's seen you on TikTok. And I'm literally hiding behind all the jackets. And I'm like, no, don't embarrass me.
Oh, don't embarrass me, mother.
No. But it's like... Like, at the moment, you know how, like, people are on different TikToks pages, like?
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I'm not on, like, not trying to sound mean, but, like, the Hype House TikTok, because that shit's just really toxic.
That got really toxic really quickly. Like, it was, like, cute and fun and, like, just all happy and everything at the start, but then people started to leave the Hype House and the Hype House started splitting up and all of this, and there's so much drama and, like... It's I know, like, a lot of people aren't the biggest fan of Charlie and Dixie, but those two girls, combined, have been through a lot of hate.
Literally.
It's, like, actually a problem. Like, they didn't do anything proper wrong.
I think it's just because Charlie got the hype for no reason, and people...
No, but, like, it's not that she got the hype for no reason. Like, she did get a reason. She's a good dancer.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
Like, even if you look at her Instagram... Oh, what's it called? Instagram thingy.
IGTV.
If you look at that, she posts, like, dance videos and stuff on there, and she's actually an incredible dancer.
Oh, no, she is, like, a she's very incredible dancer. But, like, I like Charlie's Moon. I'm going to be honest, I do like Dixie and Charlie. But I just, like, when they first got the hype, for very first back in, like, in August, I was like, what the fuck? Why are they getting the hype? And then I think people are just a bit, like, weirded out because she went on the Jimmy Fallon show. She's getting, like, meeting Jennifer, what's her face? J-Lo. I was going to say that. J-Lo.
She was on the David Dobrik podcast.
Yes, and people, like, people are saying then that, like,
herself and Dave, Dixie lost her.
Dave is getting hate for that, and I don't, like, same with, like, Addison Rae, like, and as well with Charlie D'Amelio, like, they're saying to, like, them, oh yeah, she's too thin, oh yeah, she's too fast, oh yeah, she's just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like
Charlie is literally, what, 16?
Yeah, she's 16, she's only a year older than me, I think.
Like, Addison Rae is 20. And she's just getting so much hate as well because
I know, like, they don't saying, deserve it. They didn't, like, do, like, anything.
People are saying, like, oh yeah, saying it, like, Alison Way is too fast. I'm there, like, I'd love to look like Alison Way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. And as well, though, I think it's just the I remember when I used to like Noah Beck, but then yeah, I was a Noah Beck person. Same with Bryce Hall. But like
you were Bryce, oh yeah, I remember when you were a Bryce Hall person. You were sitting out in the back of my house at the basketball hoop, and I had no clue who, like, he was at the time. I didn't really follow her on, like, TikTok gossip, and this was last summer, and she was sitting there on the concrete. It was myself, me, and our other friend from Dingle, and we were just playing basketball because of basketball hoop next to my house, and Sophie was just sitting there, and she said, like, oh my god, look how good looking this guy is. And I was just like, who is he? And she said, Bryce Hall. And I was just like, how do you know him? He's from TikTok. And I was just like, ugh.
Like, I used to like Bryce Hall, but I don't know what it is. Like, especially, like, I feel like they're getting, the fame is getting to their heads.
Oh yeah, totally. It really is.
Like, he threw a party during the pandemic.
Exactly. Like, that's the things that you should be hating on them for. Like, and don't, like, hate on people because of their body or anything like that, because their, like, body has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I just, like, I do, like, I'm not the person to, like, put loads of hate on them, but I feel like people are making them too famous, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting more fame than, like saying it with, like, Emma Watson.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure she quit acting.
Oh yeah, we need to get to that. I'm literally, no, I was like crying because Emma Watson, like, took a break from acting to spend time with her boyfriend and in Los Angeles and, like, spend time with her friends. But people are saying to be back to acting. But I don't know, like, I don't know.
She might get used to the lifestyle of not acting, like.
People are saying it's going to be like One Direction.
They're taking
a break. And now it's fucking years later.
Yeah.
That's just not, like, on.
One Direction will be coming back in February 31st.
Lies.
Do you not get the joke?
Honestly, don't.
There's never a February 31st. February ends on the 28th.
Oh, I really do need to go back to school.
You're actually so slow.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm an actual twat.
You are.
Literally, when he said it to me, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. In my head, I was like, that's supposed to be funny.
It is funny.
Oh, haha, yeah, so funny.
The directioners out there know they have my back on this one.
No, I just want One Direction to get back together.
Same, I really want to be able to go to one of their concerts. Like, that's all I ask for.
Oh, same. I went to see Niall for my 14th birthday.
Ugh, lucky.
Oh, literally, he was, and Julia Michaels, is that her name?
I think so.
Yeah, she was, like, the opening act. Oh, literally, they were amazing. I was meant to see so many concerts last year. I was going to see Lewis Capaldi at Six, the musical.
Oh, yeah, I knew lots of people that were going to Six. I was so jealous.
And then I was going to see Westlife with my whole family.
Oh, fun.
And then, literally, all of that. And I was supposed to go to Malaga for, like, a birthday.
Oh, my aunt lives in Malaga.
There was, like, 50 people meant to be going.
Jeez.
And literally gets all cancelled. And it was supposed to be, Lewis Capaldi was supposed to, like, reschedule this May. I doubt it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I want to go to a concert.
I've never been to a concert before.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, I have to bring. Do you want to go to Lewis Capaldi with me? I have no one else to go with.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yes.
I can get a ticket. God.
No, like, literally, you should. We should go.
Yeah, we should. If it's allowed.
Yeah, well, like, let's hopefully, by the time the Lewis Capaldi concert comes along, we'll be 20.
We will.
Yeah, because the COVID.
That's not going to go on for that long, Sophie.
Imagine if it did, though.
I would be heartbroken. Well, technically, you'd be like 23.
Oh, my God.
22.
No?
Yeah.
I would be. Oh, my God, I'd be... Ew. Ew. That's scary to think that.
Mm.
No, literally, it's just like I just want this to end because I was in town today with one of my friends and we were walking through the shops and stuff. Literally, all the shops were closed, like the town was still packed, like really busy. But I went into town, it was actually really
busy. I was in Tralee the last day and it was quiet, it was so like you know, that car park that's like near Penny's that is always packed,
yeah,
completely empty.
No, like, because, you see, in Quebec today, it was really nice weather.
Yeah, it was really nice weather here as well. I went on a picnic with my friend.
No, I just went to town because, like, we were like, why don't we just go for a walk? We ended up walking around all over the place. We went to town. Then we just got, like, an ice cream in, like, Burger King and a drink. Walked around town. It was very busy, but, like, literally everyone was wearing masks. Even we were wearing masks.
Yeah.
And then went into Fitzgerald's Park, and that was also packed, like packed to the brim. We wore masks in there as well, because, you know, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like so busy, but it was scary though, because in town all the shops were closed. Like Penny's was closed. Like the only shop, really big shop that was open was like Dunn's.
Yeah. But like, so I find it so funny that you've like a Penny's so close to you. Like, I have to drive 45 minutes to our nearest Penny's.
Oh, yeah, you do too.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just pop into Penny's.
No, you see, I don't like, I might get like a lot of like, oh my God, for this. I don't really like Penny's.
Fuck you.
What?
How can you not like Penny's?
The one shop I went to open is JD Sports.
I've been getting a lot of my clothes online currently. It's either online or in Penny, so like just H&M and places like that, because we don't have a H&M near us. I think our nearest H&M is like Killarney or Limerick.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Actually, speaking of packages, I ordered loads of things off Shein.
Yeah, you're broke. Love Shein.
No, I put money in my cards today, so I'm good. I'm back.
Don't go wasting it all.
I'll try not to.
Try.
Well, if you bought like that, I bought this like lovely kind of pants in Shein. The 12th of February. I'm still waiting on it. I bought then a onesie and another onesie for like the baby. And I'm still waiting on that. Then I bought
I just think it needs to be noted. She's talking about her sister's baby, not her own child.
Yeah, yeah. Anna Banana. That's her name.
The TikToker.
Anna something. Yeah, I bought one of her t-shirts.
Okay.
Still waiting on that. Then I bought the octopus with the emotion.
Oh, they're so cute. I've been seeing them all over TikTok.
No, I literally got one. It was like €12 altogether, including shipping.
Yeah.
And I got like a light blue one. So like light blue, dark blue.
Aww.
The one thing I'm waiting on for though is the pants. I got that the 12th of February. It said it'll be here the 24th.
I know, but Sophie, especially now with like COVID and then Brexit on top of COVID, like that's just...
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot about that.
You know, everything's going to take a while. Like I ordered a hoodie for my friend for her birthday. Her birthday was on the 21st of February. And it's still not here yet. I ordered it on the 1st of February.
Oh, that is such a trick. It's just crazy. We're like all this, whatever. But, no, yeah, it's just, it's mad that, yeah.
Well, it's been around 30-ish minutes now, so I think we're going to end the first podcast here for today, because...
I think that went pretty well.
I think it went pretty well, too. You know, for our first podcast, it wasn't the worst in the world, you know?
We talked about a lot of topics that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and obviously in other podcasts, we will stretch the conversations about the like topics out. We won't be just cutting them short like we did in this one.
It'd be more organized.
Yeah, it'd be more thing. A lot more organized than this one, because this one we kept getting off track and talking about random topics. But our other ones will be a little bit more organized, still a little bit scattered, but a little bit more organized, so that you can actually follow along what we're talking about. We talk about one topic for a certain amount of time, and if like we'll focus each podcast on a different topic rather than going through so many different topics in one podcast, because that would just blow all our ideas out of the water.
Yeah, because we want to talk about it won't all just be kind of serious kind of like in one glass. It's for our first podcast, we think we did pretty grand, like just talking about loads of like laughs and stuff. But like some of our top our podcasts will also be kind of serious as well,
yeah,
and kind of like deep. So just letting you just like warning you, it'll be kind of like deep around that kind of stuff.
Not all of them though, a lot of like a good amount of them will be lighthearted, and we'll try to make them as funny as possible.
Yes, and we also we wanted to get guests on, but we have. Like try and just explain it to them. Like we don't like there's some guests now that we have that have kind of personal stories, and they sometimes don't want to share their name, so we won't be like forcing them to share their name.
Yeah, they can use a fake name or just no name at all.
Yeah, so they can talk about like some people want to talk about LGBTQ or just kind
and,
of
like their experiences with it and stuff. Like LGBTQ, if they are LGBTQ, how they came out to LGBTQ, if they've come out to be LGBTQ yet. That's part of the reason why we're not forcing them to use their name, if they want to talk about who they are and not want everyone to know who they are, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Same with like mental health illness. Mental health, you know, especially what's going on, especially in this pandemic. I think a lot of teenagers kind of sorting upwards, really.
Mm.
Or kind of,
I'd even go 12 kind of upwards, understand. To be honest.
12, yeah, even 12 upwards. We'll understand the kind of mental illness and, you know,
stress of online school and everything.
Social media.
Yeah, Sophie wouldn't understand the stress of online school, but I do, so.
No, but
so we really show up to like, English. You need to, though.
That's why, yeah, that's why I need to, that's why I can barely speak.
You're not much better than talking, though.
Oh yeah,
she needs to download
autocorrect. I have that.
Oh, you should see the messages she sends me. It's just a bunch of gibberish.
No, I'm a fast texter.
Well, like take your time. I have time.
No, because I'm in a rush.
To do what? You're in the middle of a global pandemic, sitting in your bed.
Yeah, but I watch TV. I actually did my physics homework yesterday.
Oh my god, you did homework? Whoa!
It was actually 3 o'clock in the morning when I was on FaceTime with one of my friends.
I wouldn't call him a friend, but you know.
Okay, we're not going to get into that topic again. That'll probably be another podcast
for another day. Anyway, we're going to end it here. So goodbye. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. And
sorry if it's a mess.
Yeah, sorry it's a bit of a mess.
We're still getting used to the fact that, you know, we're actually doing a podcast and we're not on FaceTime.
Okay, so. Bye. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you in the next podcast. We'll talk to you in the next podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe, like,
subscribe, and turn on your notification bell so you don't miss.
Definitely.
Woo. Okay. Bye.